Recent U.S. policy has had a deliberate impact on young people, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world.
We know that there are military corporate occupations. We know that right now the U.S. military goes to war to protect U.S. corporations.
Let's constantly remind ourselves what this administration is about, how unprecedented its policies are.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10, you can hear a wide array of KPFK's independent public affairs programming.
This is the moment of truth for our country. We're killing and getting killed in a war that never should have happened. We're about to lose our social programs, our democracy, our rule of law.
From Pacifica Radio, this is Democracy Now!
That's independent public affairs programming weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and kpfk.org throughout the world.
It's 88.5 FM, Case.
Aye, it's 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara. And this is the Global Village, music from around the world and around the block. Today, it's all about Lalo Guerrero, a tribute to the life and the legacy. And Beto Arcos, my wonderful guest today here on the Global Village, talking about Lalo and his life. And Beto interviewed him right here at KPFK Studios. Also joining us live in studio, all the way from Palm Springs, and one from West Hollywood, we have the Suns. Both of it is a heck of a drive out there, especially on a Monday morning. Lalo and Dan, Dan and Mark Guerrero, Lalo's sons. Beto?
I was thinking it'd be great to hear from Lalo again. We heard a little bit of his voice earlier, and this interview that I did with him here some years ago specifically talks about the songs that he wrote that were then Luis Valdez used for the really exceptional play, which then was a movie starring Edward James Olmos called Suit Suit. And, you know, it's a long story to tell you about Suit Suit, but basically it's the story of Los Angeles that happened when there was a confrontation between...
The Suit Suit riots.
It's confrontation
between... The Sleepy Lagoon.
Trial. But let's listen to a little bit of the interview, and then we'll segue into one of his signature songs, Mark. The song that we're going to hear.
Vamos a bailar.
Vamos a bailar.
Yeah.
There's a quick story that I'd like to get into with Lalo. I asked Lalo the same thing. I said, hey, Lalo, you want to do a CD? What'd you say? you said, right?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. Yeah. I hadn't done any of this since the 40s when I wrote the music that eventually got into the play Zoot Suit that Luis Valdez wrote. He was looking for music from that period in 1979, and I wrote it in the 40s. And he found my old swing music that I wrote in the 40s at the archives at UCLA, and he put it in the play, and that's what gave that play a lot of zip, a lot of life, you know, because it was just a play. It was kind of, but that music gave it a lot of pep.
And it gave it so much pep, Lalo, that it became a movie.
It became a movie, right.
Right? That's how much pep it got.
And so when Ben approached me to do this, it was like giving me candy and ice cream or something. I'm ready, babe. Just name it, and we'll do it.
Yeah,
and Ben has been great during this whole thing. He just put it together perfectly. He got the right musicians, the right arranger, and I hope he got the right vocalist.
I certainly think he did, but I have to tell you that it was a really wonderful and pleasant surprise when I got the CD. Lalo Guerrero,
he's
back. He's back. Well, I knew you were around because right. you've been receiving not just one or two, but major awards.
Yes,
national awards, the Medal of Arts,
National Medal of the Arts
from the President,
from President Clinton,
last year,
Mrs. Clinton. Yes, so. I've been around a long time. I don't go away. They can't get rid of me. Only you know who knows when I'm going to be out of here. But I hope he sends me to the right place, upstairs.
He won't say it, but we have sitting with us here, Lalo Guerrero has been declared by the Smithsonian a national folk treasure, you know, and the first Chicano ever to get that award, which is, to me, is amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, and I work hard at it, but not really. You don't work hard at something you love, you know. I've been doing this since I was 18 years old. And that's all I've ever done, and it's a pleasure, really. It's a wonderful thing to make a living at something that you love to do. I was very fortunate.
I'd like you to introduce the next song, one that makes reference to your hometown, Tucson, Arizona, that old Barrio Viejo.
Oh, yeah, my old Barrio Viejo, where I was born and raised.
Cuando salgo yo a bailar, yo me pongo muy catrín. Las güisitas todas gritan, Daddy, vamos a bailar el swing. ¡Hey! Cuando voy al vacilón y me meto yo a un salón, las chavalas gritan, papi, vente, vamos a bailar danzón. ¡Hey! Tocan mambo sabrosón, se alborota el corazón, y con una chavalona vamos, vamos a bailar el mambo. ¡Oh! De los bailes que menté, y el bolero y el piguín, de todos los bailes juntos, me gusta bailar el swing. ¡Hey! Thank you.
a temblar. Me dice mi baby, arrepúntate más. Y yo me voy al cielo. Y yo me voy al cielo. Y yo me voy al cielo. Yo no me quedo aquí. Sala sobre el sillón, baja las luces y mi corazón me suena pom pom pom,
pom, pom, pom.
Me suena pom pom pom,
pom pom pom.
Qué lindo besa mi bebé, esa sí sabe besar. The
music of Lalo Guerrero, right here on the Global Village. And that track, Beto, we just heard?
Muy sabroso blues.
It's very bluesy. Isn't
it? What a sweet.
Really wonderful.
It reminds me of like an old Billie Holiday track or something. It's so
authentic. Definitely. Very very bluesy. Early Bessie Smith. I mean, wonderful music. That's the amazing thing about Lalo Guerrero is that you cannot categorize him. He is chameleonic. He likes something, he absorbs it, and makes a song about it.
Chameleonic, I love that.
It almost sounds medical.
Yes.
I recently had
a chameleonic, but luckily everything came out well.
I think it's a word.
I love it. I think it's good.
And right before that, Vamos a Bailar Otra Vez, the original version, right, Mark? Recorded in 1950.
You're talking about Vamos a Bailar?
Yeah, Vamos a Bailar.
Yeah, that was like 49, 50. And same thing with Muy Sabroso.
And again, the great thing is that particular thing has all the, you know, it's about a guy, a chuco, who doesn't want to do all those traditional Mexican rhythms anymore, so you hear all these different genres,
and all these different styles
within the one song, which he was very big on doing.
Lalo Guerrero, a tribute today on the Global Village, and we're going a little bit over. We get to go till 12:30, and I thought I would do this now. And once again, Beto Arcos, Dan, and Mark Guerrero are my guests, and we're talking about his life, his legacy, and it lives on. We lost him just March 17th, 2005. Came in on a holiday and went out on one, too. Mm-hmm.
Born Christmas Eve.
Born Christmas Eve. And we've got something special that Dan brought down. It's called Recuerdos.
Recuerdos, Memories.
Memories. Mm-hmm. And it is a wonderful collection of some of his biggest hits and just classic Lalo. And there's 20 tracks total, and he generously brought 10 down. So we'd like you to give us a call, and we'd be happy to send this out to you. I can do this later on this afternoon. Jerry and Ceci are going to take your calls. Be patient. 818-985-5735. And just for a second, tell us some of the great tracks on this recording.
Well, everything. The original, his first solo recording, Pecadora, from 1948. His Barrio Viejo, which we're going to hear in a minute, a classic song. It's got all the original recordings of the songs that Luis used in Zoot Suit, Dad's original recordings from the 40s. It has some of his English language parodies, including There's No Tortillas, which we're going to hear, No Chicanos on TV. It's
like a cross-section of his whole career.
Actually, in 1992, I produced a big a tribute to him that was a fundraiser for Latino scholarships, and we put together the CD at that time because it was part of the night, which was done in Palm Springs out in the early 90s. So it's 20 recordings. It's incredible. So the first 10 callers, they get Lalo's Recuerdos, Memories.
And let's get back to the music because we're running out of time, and we've got a few particular tracks we need to play. So stay with us.
Including the Raikuda track.
Yeah, and be patient. We'll get your calls as quickly as we can. So just stay with us.
Viejo barrio, barrio viejo, solo hay lugares parejos, donde un día hubo casas,
donde vivió nuestra raza. Solo quedan los escombros de los hogares felices, de las alegres familias, de esa gente que yo quise. Por las tardes se sentaba afuera a tomar el fresco. Yo pasaba y saludaba. Ya parece que oigo el eco. ¿Cómo está doña Juanita? Buenas tardes, Isabel. Hola, ¿qué dices, Chalita? ¿Cómo está Arturo y Manuel? Viejo barrio, barrio viejo, que en mi infancia te gocé y con todos mis amigos iba descalzo y a pie de la mallera hasta el hoyo, desde el hoyo hasta la sequía, de la sequía hasta el río. Ese era el mundo mío. Dicen que éramos pobres, pues yo nunca lo noté. Yo era feliz en mi mundo, de aquel barrio que adoré. Bonitas las serenatas a las 3 de la mañana que le cantaba mi chata pegadito a su ventana. Por la calle del convento una casa destruida quedó como monumento al gran amor de mi vida. Pobrecito viejo barrio, cómo te debe doler cuando en nombre del progreso derrumban otra pared. Viejo barrio, barrio viejo, yo también ya envejecí. Y cuando uno se hace viejo, nadie se acuerda de ti. Vámonos muriendo juntos, que me entierren en tu suelo y seremos dos difuntos. Rodeados de mil recuerdos.
Soy chicano, señores, nací al lado americano. Para México soy pocho, no me aceptan mis hermanos. Los gringos me discriminan como si fuera extranjero, a pesar de que esta tierra fue de México primero. Este país es mi tierra, México es la de mis padres, pero la sangre que llevo es la de Benito Juárez. Yo soy purito chicano, de raza que no se raja. Mi madre nació en Sonora, mi padre fue de La Baja. Mis padres me inculcaron su cultura desde chavo. No es mi culpa haber nacido al otro lado del Bravo. Me da mucho sentimiento que en México no me quieran, porque a México lo quiero. Lo quiero más que a mi tierra. Como Emiliano Zapata y también Francisco Villa, yo soy revolucionario en este moderno día. Unidos a César Chávez, los mexicoamericanos, luchamos por la justicia para todo el mexicano. Por mi educación bilingüe, hablo chicano y gabacho. Ya se despide este pocho. Hasta luego, y ahí los guachos.
Lalo Guerrero, it's been a tribute today. Started at 10 o'clock and got a little bit of extra time thanks to Marcos Piazzoro. It's been a remarkable 2.5 hours, and where's the time gone?
It flew.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing we're so interesting and he was so talented. Otherwise, you'd have been screwed today.
It's been marvelous. You guys are so much fun, and you're just wonderful to be around and talking about your dad. You're both also two very successful folks in the business. You doing more on the producing end, and Mark as a magician.
Musical magician.
A musical magician, that's what he is. And Beto Arcos, thank you so much for coming down and sharing your expertise with us about Lalo. And I'll tell you, the phone lines are so maxed out for those CDs.
Oh.
And thanks to Jerry O and Cecia for coming in and helping out. And be patient, we're getting to the calls one by one. So any closing thoughts? Because we want to, of course, end the show with the new CD from Ry Cooder called Chavez Ravine, which is a tribute, and all sorts of great artists that are involved.
It's due out in June, I believe.
Yeah, late June.
June 14th.
And
June
14th. Flaco Jimenez is on it, Don yeah. Toasty, Little Willie G, lots of
Chavez. And we lost Don, and we lost Lalo,
right.
And they're both part of the CD. It is absolutely magnificent, and I got it FedEx to me, you know, kind of an overnight thing for Cinco de Mayo, and then today, of course, for the program.
Mm-hmm.
And Metso, I think you wanted to read something, Rice Words.
I just wanted to mention that we heard two songs that are really important in his career, Lalo's career, Barrio Viejo, which is really an homage to his hometown, Tucson, Arizona, and the neighborhood in which he grew up. Mark?
And amazingly, it's my brother and I feel that it's one of his greatest songs ever, you know, maybe one of his greatest, if not his greatest song. And he wrote it recently, like maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah, and Ride writes in the liner notes, I'll read a little bit from it, Lalo's old neighborhood in Tucson, Arizona, where he was born and raised, is called Barrio Viejo. He says he used to see photographs in the paper of city big shots pointing to a large-scale street map with pins stuck on it, a battle plan, the next big move. They don't take pictures like that anymore because it's bad public relations, but in the days of Chavez Ravine, there wasn't any public relations. Personally, I think Lalo's homage to his old barrio will probably outlive all the venues of power. America is in the heart. Just ask the dust. And we're going to close with the Chavez Ravine project of Ry Cooder, which is coming out June 14, and it's this corrido that he wrote called Corrido de Boxeo.
The dad wrote, not Ry.
Probably his last song he ever
That's
wrote.
What I meant.
I think it's the last song he ever wrote.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Dan and Mark Guerrero.
Thank you.
I'll give out your websites very quickly.
DanGuerrero.com and MarkGuerrero.com, Mark with a K.
And Beto, if people want to reach you.
KCSN.org.
Sounds great. And I'm Aguilar Peak, and I want to thank mainly the listeners out there for staying with us and listening to all this beautiful music. Peace and love. I'm out.
And thank you, Maggie.
You're very, very welcome. It's been an absolute honor to pay tribute to your father.
Thank you.
Lalo Guerrero, the father of Chicano music. The Midday News is coming up next. Peace and love. I'm out. I'll see you on the radio.
Mas no pudieron ganar el pleito Chavez Ravine. Se les echaron encima con mentiras hasta el fin. Se batieron en el lodo hasta que perdieron todo.